much happened after we moved to the White House by the railway, like meeting Mr. Perks and the old gentleman and saving the train and the baby on the barge, that watching us, you might have thought we'd forgotten all about Father and his mysterious going away. But of course, we hadn't forgotten at all. Not any of us. E. Nesbitt's story of the railway children, dramatized in four parts by Marcy Kahan. Part 4. After Father went away, we were very poor, and Mother tried to earn money by writing stories. She would shut herself in her workshop day and night and not leave off even for 10 minutes. Here's your tea, Mother. Do drink it while it's hot.
Well, you're a darling, Bobby. Oh, wait, don't rush off. There's something I have to ask you.
What is it, Mother?
Do you think Peter and Phil are forgetting Father?
No, certainly not. Why?
You none of you ever speak of him now.
We often talk of him when we're by ourselves.
But not to me.
We thought you were so unhappy about Daddy not being here, it made you worse when we talked about him.
It would be much worse if you were to forget him.
Mother, this trouble Father has to sort out, it won't last always.
No. The worst will be over when Father comes home to us.
I wish I could comfort you.
Oh, my dear. Do you think I haven't noticed how good you've been? Cleaning my shoes, tending the flowers, and not quarrelling nearly as much as you used to.
Oh, that's nothing to...
I must get on with my work, Bobby. Thank you for the tea.
Peter, I need the rake.
Well, I'm using it now.
But I had it before I got Mother's tea.
Exactly. It's my turn.
You're always being disagreeable about nothing.
I told you this morning I meant to have it. Didn't I, Phil?
I don't remember.
You don't remember because he never said it.
I wish I had a brother instead of two whiny sisters.
But I can't think my boys were ever invented.
Stop shouting. You'll disturb Mother.
Take the horrid rake, then.
Ow!
Serve you right.
What happened, Bobby?
Well, it was the rake. Peter was pulling at it, so was Bobby, and she let go, and he went over.
Stop that noise at once, Peter. Are you hurt?
If he was really hurt, he wouldn't make such a fuss.
I think my foot's broken. That's all.
He is hurt. He's fainted. Run for Dr. Forrest, Bobby. I'd better not move him.
There we are, Peter. Nicely bandaged, if I do say so myself.
He won't be lame, or have to wear a boot with a sole like a log of wood, will he?
My aunt, no, he'll be as nimble on his pins as ever in a week, as long as he doesn't touch ground for a few days. Now, don't you worry, head nurse. I must go and see your mother.
Thank you, Dr. Forrest.